Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and September is Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. It's something that we talk a lot about on the show. It's a heavy topic, but an important one to talk about. Breaking through that stigma of mental health challenges can save a life, literally. And we're joined now by Lindsey Gray from Wounded Warrior Project. Lindsey, welcome to the program. Veteran suicide, of course, is such a major issue right now.
Absolutely. It's a national crisis. We know, unfortunately, that after seeing suicide rates in 2019 and 2020 decline, we've seen an increase in 2021, and provisional data from CDC is indicating an increase in 2022 also. And, you know, the Department of Veteran Affairs estimates that as many as 17 veterans a day are dying by suicide. So The unfortunate truth is we also know the rate for veteran or service member suicides is higher than in their civilian counterparts.
Yeah, and you know, it seems to always be in the news. Everybody talks about it, but why is suicidal ideation a bigger issue for service members and veterans?
You know, I think there are a lot of reasons that could cause suicide rates to be higher. At Wounded Warrior Project, we survey the veteran population that we served, and we've learned a lot about the various challenges that veterans face. So for our population, we know 1 in 5 have attempted suicide at some point in their life. More than 1 in 4 reported thoughts of suicide in the past year before taking the survey. And of those who endorsed those thoughts, 72% said the thoughts had been as recent as the past 2 weeks. So we know many. Yeah. And we know many things can contribute to suicide. And there are some unique risk factors for those that we serve or those who have served in the military. One of the biggest challenges is financial stressors, which obviously the pandemic has not helped. And, you know, I think of the veterans we serve who are facing financial challenges, 1 in 3 reported thoughts of suicide. I would add to that, you know, veterans also struggle with loss of purpose when they leave the military. Yeah. There's a, you know, also a sense of loneliness. They miss the camaraderie of their service members, and challenges with post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, and traumatic brain injury can also play a major role, I think, in service members experiencing higher rates of suicide.
Oh, wow. 1 in 3. Oh, man, that's shocking. We're talking to Lindsey Gray from Wounded Warrior Project here on the National Defense Suicide Prevention Month. Lindsey, let's talk more about PTSD, and it's something that is, you know, seemingly always associated. This is something that your survey shows is a big issue, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It is one of the most common challenges post 9/11 veterans report facing, with nearly 4 out of every 5 dealing with some sort of symptoms related to PTSD. And these symptoms can include things like distressing thoughts, poor sleep, flashbacks, agitation, isolation. And, you know, even just one of these challenges by themselves can make it really difficult to kind of navigate day-to-day living. I think the isolation that many veterans experience can make it tough to realize that they're not alone in facing these challenges. And it also prevents many, I think, from reaching out for the help that they need. Again, going back to that financial challenge, we know it can limit employment options. So it becomes this sort of vicious cycle, which exacerbates financial challenges.
Yeah, you think about everything, and we've heard stories of, you know, you got no money coming in, so you don't have a car,
right?
And you can't go apply for a job, and I mean, you're right, it's just that vicious cycle. So what is Wounded Warrior Project doing to help veterans?
Yeah, well, our programs and services are designed to meet warriors and their families where they are in their recovery process, and many are designed to address known risk factors. So our connection programs get wounded veterans out of isolation and engaged with fellow veterans in their communities, both through events and peer support programs. Our financial wellness services really help veterans and their families by helping them with things like finding the right civilian career, advocating for the benefits they've earned through their services, and even empowering warriors to manage their finances through financial education programs. Obviously, our largest programmatic investment comes with our mental health programs, which provide kind of a range of clinical treatment as well as non-clinical support to veterans at different stages of their lives. So through programs that are interactive, like our WWP Talk program, which is a telephonic support line, to rehabilitative retreats that offer kind of this adventure-based learning model. Our continuum of care really supports veterans struggling with invisible wounds to build resilience and improve quality of life. We also launched our Warrior Care Network about 8 years ago to provide clinical treatment services for things like post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and other comorbid mental health challenges through a partnership with 4 academic medical centers. And data demonstrates with this program that actually 8 out of 10 veterans who start treatment endorsing suicidal ideation experience and reduction in these thoughts over the course of the treatment, which is really exciting.
Oh, man. I had no doubt that Wounded Warrior Project would be all over this, but great steps to prevent a crisis. Lindsay, what about warriors who are facing more severe challenges?
So since 2011, we have provided evidence-based training curriculums developed by an organization called LivingWorks to provide prevention and intervention workshops. And this is something every teammate that we work with, it's open to the veterans that we serve, our community partners, and even first responders in their communities around the country to help veterans who might find themselves in crisis. These trainings really empower participants to better identify when someone might have thoughts of suicide. It teaches how to ask openly and directly about suicide, which again, when you think about stigma and a very taboo topic, that's really important. And then it provides support and resources to help ensure that that person at risk is connected to safety and to kind of ongoing care. Which is really important, right? And I think as a result of training, we're seeing participants feel more confident and prepared in their ability to support. And again, that enables them to get them connected to life-saving resources in their communities.
Yeah, that stigma is still out there. And we hear about that all the time. But wow, Wounded Warrior Project, a lot of resources for veterans, families, and supporters.
Yeah, there are. And we've compiled much of the information on a special landing page. You can visit woundedwarriorproject.org/prevent-suicide.
Oh, that is great. Well, Lindsay, just some great information for us and all of our listeners. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Absolutely. Thank you for allowing me to share.
Be right back here on the National Defense.